Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Kylie, you know, a doctoral student in Jewish thought at NYU, that's New York University, founder of Rooted and Models of Faith. But yeah, the reason I wanted to speak to Kylie is because of an article that just appeared in the JTA last week. But first, let me begin by welcoming you, Kylie, and thanking you so much for making the time to talk to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you for having me.
No, my absolute pleasure. Kai, I just want to put a bit of context into the conversation. I mean, you're talking to a Jew of Eastern European descent in South Africa. So that comes with a whole lot of baggage just there. We are unfortunately a very homogeneous community, Jewish community that is, almost predominantly Eastern European. So variation is not our strong point. And given our South African background, clearly we have racial issues. So I thought how fascinating to talk to you, who's just so out there about who you are and what you are. And maybe you can enlighten us somewhat. You wrote an article that was printed in the JTA this week. And I'm just going to read the headline. My mom is white. My dad is black. Don't call me a Jew of color. What were you saying and why were you saying it?
Well, you know, the context in New York is probably a bit different than it is in South Africa, at least at the moment. New York Jewry, and I'd say diaspora Jewry as a whole, but particularly the American Jewish community, is very into labels. And one label that has become quite popular is this label Jews of Color, which has really come to incorporate anybody who does not identify as Ashkenazi, I would say, is the sort of conventional way of looking at it. But more specifically, okay. It's people who look a certain way. It's a little simplistic to say anybody who's not Ashkenazi, but it's people who are Hispanic, Sephardi, Black, different ethnicities, and I would say primarily the ones that you can see. And so my problem with the term really came that people put on a particular like mindset and ideology onto me based on looking at me, and called me something specific, which was a Jew of color, which is inherently not a horrible term. But what I talk about in this piece that I wrote is that what it's doing is focusing on the negative moments in my life, moments where things that were racist happened or people treated me a certain way. And it's not to say that it's not focusing on all of the positive, beautiful moments I've had in the Jewish world, because there have been so many more of those than any negative moment. And I choose not to focus on those negative moments and instead the positive. And I see myself fully as a Jew. If somebody were to ask me what I am, I would say Jew, not Jew of color. There's no identifier descriptor that needs to be added to it. Just a Jew. And so I really wanted to put forth an argument that we don't need to add these labels to Judaism. We can all just be Jews, and I think the world would be better for it.
Wow, that's such a beautiful argument. It's something that's just so foreign to us because that isn't the makeup of our community here. What you did write in the article as well, and I found the internal debate really interesting, was that you said the designation of Jew of color implies being seen. And I mean, surely it does just that.
It does.
But not, yeah. but not the way that you want to be seen.
Right. It implies being seen for my difference, being seen for our differences instead of our similarities. It's inherently something that separates us from each other. People might see me and think, okay, you're a Jew of color. What language should I use to talk to you? What is the proper verbiage? How should I refer to you? What should I call you? There's clearly an elephant in the room. Let's acknowledge it and then focus only on that. And that I'd say is one side. Another side is you are a Jew who looks different from me. This is an elephant in the room. I'm not going to acknowledge it outright because that's too uncomfortable and I don't feel like I have a place to ask genuine questions. Instead, I'm going to ask probing questions. Where are you from? No, really, where are you from? I think it's kind of, we've lost the space for genuine curiosity about a person and asking questions from the goodness of one's heart to just understand a person, because everybody has something that makes them special. Everybody has a story to their lives, no matter where they're from. And mine is a little bit more visible because of my skin, but that doesn't mean that it's any more special than anybody else's. And we can go through the same motions. People wouldn't be as uncomfortable with a blonde Jew walking into a synagogue, but then you have a biracial or black Jew walk into synagogue, and it's like, oh my God, what do I do?
Do you think your experience has been the generalized experience for Jews who see themselves who are biracial, or do you think you've just had a luckier time than most?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. I think family makeup for sure is a part of it. My mom, thank God, is just an incredibly optimistic, happy person, and I think that that really makes a lot of difference. So you have people who have experienced racism and use that to further their cause, and I think really give them a sort of like reason, something to fight for. And my identity and what I choose to do in the world is not tied to that. And so I think that it is unique to me in some ways. But I do think that there are other Jews, quote unquote, Jews of color, who have similar experiences. I have heard that from this article. And I think the reason I felt compelled to write it, truth be told, I was asked to write it. I think of myself as so a part of the Jewish community that it didn't come to me to write this. And this is in the wake of Black Lives Matter protests and all of these different sure. things. And somebody asked me what my opinion was. And at first I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I should, if I should write something. And then I decided to. And what I really wanted to do was add another voice. There's a lot of activists in the Jews of color community, people who believe that the system and the Jewish world really needs to be overturned, and they need to make change in order to be treated differently. I think that much of the work has to do from, it comes from the inside. It has to do with who we are and how we see ourselves. And I choose to focus more on myself and how I relate to the world instead of how the world relates to me. And it's a part of how I was raised, and I know there are other people like that. It's just not the dominant voice in this conversation right now.
No, absolutely. And it is so, at the moment, everybody is so weary as to what can and can't be said, that it is absolutely refreshing to have your take on it. I mean, I have seen on YouTube there are plenty of others who have other takes on it, but thank you for giving us an insight and an appreciation from your perspective, Kylie. I really, really am grateful that you've spoken to us here on Chai FM.
Thank you so much. And thank you for playing that Yishai Rebo song before. I was able to have like a little fun before we got into this. It was perfect.
You must listen to us. We're excellent. We stream. We're worth listening to. And that is not the last time we are going to be talking to you, not by a long shot. We're out of time, but I'm so interested to find out about those organizations, models of faith and roots. And maybe you'll agree to chat to us again, Kylie.
Sounds great. I would love to.